is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 28th of April, 2010. On this day in 1927, Simone de Beauvoir, the philosopher, wrote in her diary, "In the brilliant sunshine, I felt the desire to take walks in muslin dresses completely soaked with my sweat, to stretch myself out in the grass without a thought, to take refuge in the sensual pleasure in my body, which doesn't need to depend on anybody." Jack Kerouac was in France on this day in 1957, and he wrote to his friend Ed White, "I tried to hitchhike through Provence outside Aix, where Cézanne painted. Ended up hiking 20 miles, but it was worth it. Sat on side of hills and pencil-sketched drawings of the Cézanne country. Dull, red, rusty rooftops, blue hills, white stones, green fields. Hasn't changed in all these years. Mauve, tan, farmhouses in quiet, fertile farmers' valleys, rustic with weathered pink powder roof tiles, a gray-green, mild warmness, voices of girls, gray stacks of baled hay, a fertilized chalky garden, a cherry tree in white bloom, a rooster crowing at midday mildly, tall Cézanne trees in back, the restless afternoon trees of Van Gogh in the high mistral wind, the cypress rose tossing yellow tulips in window boxes, a vast outdoor cafe with huge awning and the gold sunlight." It's the birthday of the poet Caroline Forché, born in Detroit, 1950. Got a Guggenheim to go to El Salvador to work with Amnesty International, and published a collection of poems, The Country Between Us, drawing on her experiences in El Salvador. And it was on this day in 1925 that T.S. Eliot accepted the offer of a job at a little publishing house in London, Faber and Guire, which soon changed its name to Faber and Faber. One of the first poets he discovered was the young W.H. Auden, and he went on to publish work by Jean Cocteau, James Joyce, and Ted Hughes. He turned down George Orwell's book Animal Farm, but he chose to publish a book that had been turned down by everybody else in Great Britain called The Lord of the Flies. Here's a poem for today by Charles Goodrich entitled Truck Garden. My first wife and I rented a little bungalow in the center of town. We were young. Our furniture was nothing but apple crates. The backyard butted up to a Ford dealer. There was a wall of new pickup trucks at the end of our garden. We planted everything we could dream of, even rutabagas. She had sweet peas climbing the downspouts. I grew peanuts in buckets on the back porch. She brought home two kittens, Basil and Sage, but they both died, and we buried them under the juniper. Before anything was ripe, the Ford guy bought the place, evicted us, bulldozed the house, and paved the yard. 30 years later, I still think of those cats buried under that asphalt, and who knows what else. Truck Garden, a poem by Charles Goodrich, from Going to Seed, Dispatches from the Garden, published by Silverface Review Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour, The History of Modern Poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.